spent the first part of the week talking about the running backs. We're going to switch sides of the ball now and talk about the guys up front, the defensive line. Welcome back to our Countdown to Camp series with Phil Milani, and this time, Andy Lindahl from News Radio 850 KOA. I'm Chris Hall. Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. Talking about what Coach Kolar has been doing all offseason with the defensive linemen. We heard a ton about how these workouts this offseason were tailored a little bit, not quite as intense. I'll tell you, that wasn't the case for Kolar and his group. These guys came off the field during practice, albeit before many others, along with the vets. These guys were gassed. They were working hard. I can't wait to see what they do during camp. And what we're going to see, I think, is something much different, Phil, than what we've seen before, and both personnel and, of course, scheme-wise.
Yeah, well, they were gassed, and they weren't even in pads yet.
Right.
So we know what Kolar's reputation is with these guys, and we know that one of the things that we need to look for in camp is the fact that Terrence Knighton is gone. He kind of clogged up the middle, and the run defense has been so great the 2 years that he was here. So finding a replacement for him, we know that Sylvester Williams said that he's primed for a big year, his breakout year maybe. And then behind him, we have Marvin Austin and Darius Kilgo, the draft pick from Maryland. So hopefully those guys can kind of fill that need, and we'll have to kind of watch that. We've seen Sylvester Williams do well, though, so far during the offseason program. And then on the side, they have two great players in Derek Wolfe and Malik Jackson.
Yeah, but it's been fun to watch the change in camp philosophy from the coaching standpoint. I talked to Malik Jackson at the Taste of the Broncos about a month ago about Bill Kolar and his style. It's not quite as much positive reinforcement. It's a little more old school. If you come to training camp, you're going to know where the defensive line is, because if something's not being done right, he's very loud.
You'll
Bill Kolar
it.
Is very, very loud. So.
So you're saying earmuffs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. For fans.
Maybe let's not keep the younger folks down by the passing drills, maybe.
That's right. If you're bringing your kids, stay towards the south end of the berm. But he's going to yell at these guys. He's going to do it for a reason, though. We've heard plenty about these outside backers and what they're going to do, and how the secondary, they're going to ask Akib Leib and Chris Harris Jr. to just play man. But that all happens if these guys up front, Andy, are doing what Coach Kolar is telling them to do right now.
Yeah, well, and first and foremost, I want to let everybody know, I can't tell you all the good things I've heard about what a fantastic coach Bill Kolar is. And I was told it was an absolute coup to get him out of Houston. People can't believe Houston let him go. So kudos to Houston for knowing that he wanted to come here, and I think great for the Broncos to have him. But you're right. They want to get pressure. They want to swarm the ball. This is going to be allegedly a simpler defense. Hopefully it helps the corners out with some of that man coverage. We'll probably see some more zone out of them as well. What I'm most excited to see is, what can this defense do without blitzing? We know that Wade Phillips is very good with his blitz packages. We've seen it here in Denver before when he was defensive coordinator back in 1989. Helped that team get to the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, it was against the 49ers and got a little ugly that day. But he has a very successful track record with the Denver Broncos as defensive coordinator. And I'm very excited to see what the front five can do. And really, we've talked about the defensive linemen. What kind of role does Shane Ray carve out for himself by the time we hit October? I think that's very important. I think as they're taking him slow with the toe injury, I think we should all expect that maybe he's not going to be there in September, but I think he'll be there in November, and I think that could be extremely exciting.
I was going to say, and then the other guys kind of getting that pass rush along with Ray and some of those other edge guys like Derek Wolfe and Malik, you're going to see them kind of fit into their more natural position.
That's
like
right.
Kind of where Derek Wolfe played when he was at Cincinnati, how Malik kind of just naturally fits along the line there. I think you're going to see them in a better fit than they were maybe in earlier years of their career.
Yeah, and then don't forget guys like Vance Walker and Darius Kilgo, the rookie who the Broncos brought in this offseason. I know everyone, including Coach Kolar, Coach Kubiak, and all of us, can't wait to see what these guys can do once they put the pads on and go up against, oh, that's right, Peyton Manning. We'll see what they can do during his training camp practices. Andy Lindahl, thank you so much for joining us. The first of three in a row with Andy. So stay tuned for the next Countdown to Camp series. For Andy and Phil, I'm Chris.